and the book written by Bram Stoker. And I was always taught, if you're going to, you know, be theatrically inclined to get involved in stuff like that, you got to honor and respect the author's words and his intent and the and exactly what the play's about. So I said, well, that's not really cool. In order to, you know, in order to not expose you guys to the stake driving through the heart stuff, you compromise and impurify the words of a great writer, Bram Stoker, and a great play that was derived from his book that was on stage in New York for like 3-4 years, just so the little kids out there in the Conejo Valley don't get exposed to the stake going through the heart thing. And it's certainly, it's on stage, so you're just driving a stake down the side of the, you're not really putting it through the guy, and there's no blood or anything. It's wrong. Because the idea that you can somehow protect your children from all that is evil in the world, it's just impossible. It's impossible. You might as well stick their faces right into it. Teach them how to deal with it, but get their faces right there, right into the mud, man. Get your face in the water. And I'm over to high school orientation, because the oldest guy's going to be in high school next year. And very, very nice people that we're talking with, and they're talking to us about the school and what they're going to offer and what they're going to have by way of curriculum and academia and all of these things. And one of the fathers in the back stands up and says, well, I'll tell you right now, the thing that we're most concerned with is make sure that there's no you got to protect these kids. We want to make sure no scum comes onto campus. Not like the scum up there in Oxnard and a lot of these people, these gangbangers. And, you know, I've seen the schools, and we protect the scum from, get off the thing. God, jeez, man. Well, let's put some metal detectors and, hey, see you later, guys. Carell and Andrew waving and saying, you're on your own now, schmuck. See you later, guys. Have a nice night. Have a drink for me. But the guy is going off on this. He's, we've got to protect these kids. I want to make sure that there is total security on the campus. I mean, we're not talking about a SAC airbase here, okay? We're talking about a school where kids are going to be going. Because they said, well, it's going to be a closed campus, and we believe in that, and controlling the campus. I agree with that. I don't think kids ought to be wandering off campus, man. Go ahead and have yourself a double-double animal, man, and we'll see you back here at 1 o'clock. Forget about that. Later for that. But by the same token, what are you going to have? Metal detectors, guard dogs, dudes with boots, jack boots, cats with those funny-looking hats. You know those guys, they're Nazis or South African police, you don't know which. Because the little kitty's got to be protected from the scum that could... I said, you know what, I'd rather not see any metal... I kind of raised my hand meekly, and I said, no metal detectors if you don't mind. Well, no. And the guys were right there with me, and later on I talked to this guy. He's a nice guy, but he says that, you know, I'm telling you right now, my kid's in the L.A. Unified School District, and it's just a lot of scum.
Buonasera. Vi ringraziamo per aver scelto di volare con Phil Henry Air. Voleremo ad un'altitudine di 30.000 piedi e cappuccino. Il volo di stasera offrirà Al Pacino e devo inoltre annunciare che Mafia. And now, here is Phil.
Phil Henry Show at 1-800-449-8686. Hi. Do we have the guy, somebody with a brilliant idea? Now, are you familiar with the Shroud of Turin? People know what the Shroud of Turin is. I'm sure most of you have heard of it. It is a shroud, the burial shroud, allegedly, supposedly, so the fable goes, so the saying goes, the burial shroud of Jesus. Now, we spent a good period of time last night with Margaret Gray talking about Jesus, and I know that you heard. Were you the guy that called last night, sir, by the way, with the drumming?
Yeah, Phil, I'm a part-time drummer. I'm not part-time, I'm a professional musician right now in between jobs. But I called you up last night. I was talking about the conga drums. You were talking about Matthew McConaughey and the bongo drums. And I heard a...
Yo, so you talked to me about the... You were demonstrating the congas, right?
I called last night. I'm demonstrating the congas, yeah. But I did. I was sitting and listening last night to the lady who's talking about having her kid dressed up as Jesus Christ on Halloween, and that sort of, I guess, sort of stayed with me overnight. But I was talking to the screener about the Shroud of Turin you was just talking about, because that's a very, very famous religious relic, and I'm a Christian right off the bat. I want you to know that, so I'm not meaning no disrespect on anything that I'm going to be saying, but I think that I've got sort of a concept that I want to make an announcement on the radio tonight about.
And what do you do? You're a musician?
Phil, I'm a musician. I'm also I do some part-time lecturing at Caltech in mechanical physics. and I am a Christian. I do what is called progressive Christian, and I do believe that, you know, there's certain states of consciousness can be reached utilizing, you know, marijuana or what you want to call weed or owl, and the Shroud of Turin caught my eye because I was talking to a friend of mine earlier today, and right now I'm in between jobs, and a friend of mine named Toby Bowe and I were at my apartment, and we was talking about the possibilities involved in DNA research.
And what does all of this have to do with the Shroud of Turin?
Okay. I was talking to Toby Rowe about it, and I hit upon an idea that you can take the Shroud of Turin and you can extract from the Shroud of Turin, which is the burial shroud of Jesus, of Jesus, the DNA that is on the burial shroud of Turin, that is of the blood, as well as sweat and possible hair fibers. Now, I sort of flashed on this morning because right now I'm in between jobs, and Toby and I was over at my house.
And I have no idea who Toby Rowe is, okay?
He's a very dear friend of mine, and we were over because we're doing gigs right now. And
is he a musician?
He's also a part-time musician, sometimes gigs in our band, right. Okay, so we were flashing on this, and I said to him that I believe you can take the DNA from the Shroud of Turin, that is the DNA of Jesus, and utilizing modern techniques, as we know, we've seen the research from England, we've seen the research that's currently being done in Russia, we know in terms of genetic science what is possible, and I believe that you can take DNA, and I was saying, I was telling this to Toby Rowe this morning, okay, because right now I'm in between jobs, and we were, you know, just relaxing and talking, and he said...
You mentioned that you do smoke marijuana, or...
I believe I'm a progressive Christian. I do believe that use of marijuana can achieve certain...
Is that like a Rastafarian, or...?
There's a lot of things that are similar to what the Rastafarians believe, right. And so...
Were you smoking weed this morning?
I was, at that time, yeah, I was hacking a bowl. I was hacking a bowl, getting ready to blast a bowl. And we did blast up, but we were talking about this. And
so under the influence of marijuana.
But you have to hear the idea, and as I articulated it to Toby, and he also mentioned to me, you have to make this public because it's part of the copyright law. You can take the DNA from the Shroud of Turin, and I believe, Phil, you can clone Jesus Christ. You can clone. And the Shroud of Turin contains DNA and hair fibers, blood, sweat, etc. This is, you know, a profound idea. And I mentioned this to Toby Rowe, and he said to me, and I remember exactly what he said. He said, dude, this is complete genius and would be a very profound impact on the society that we live in, of the society that we live in currently. And my idea, of course, Phil, is to contact the Vatican. And
my producer said that your intent by articulating this publicly is what?
By articulating this publicly is my intent to put people on notice that this is a concept that I have registered, that is my concept, that you can contact the Vatican, gain access to the Shroud of Turin, extract the DNA of Jesus who was laying in the Shroud of Turin, retrieve the DNA to the United States, where at that point I can oversee the cloning process.
Are you qualified?
I'm sorry?
Are you qualified to oversee the, I mean, you know, just for argument's sake, I'm going to go with you on this, okay? That you can extract Jesus' DNA from the Shroud of Turin. Just for argument's sake, okay? I'm asking you, are you qualified?
Well, I mean, that depends on what you mean by qualified. I mean, this is my idea, okay? And I mean, it depends on what you mean when you're talking about when you say qualified. I mean, I can oversee the cloning process so that once the Jesus clone is born, I can then oversee the gestation and the caretaking, and then we can discuss where we go from there, what the propriety interest in the baby Jesus clone is. The impact on our society would be profound to the max, and that I should get some recognition, and not to mention the biblical implications of the biblical regarding the resurrection of the Jesus. Because the Bible doesn't say how Jesus is going to return. The Bible simply say that he do.
And you are saying to me, sir, that you can scientifically engineer the resurrection of Jesus, the second coming of Jesus Christ.
Sir, I'm saying to you that with the modern science of what we got now, it is entirely biblical and scientifically impossible. The impact on a society would be profound. Now that I'm in touch with a friend of mine who runs mail over at Bosco Thompson Agency, which is one of the biggest theatrical agencies in America, we got to make this happen. And I was talking to a friend of mine who's Toby Rowe, who I mentioned. He told me it's total genius. And Toby knows on account that he had been an altar boy and an altar server for a number of the years and is very much attuned to the whole Vatican deal. But there has to be some understanding right now. You know, I mean, I've kind of basically spit the idea out.
What understanding do you need?
Well, I mean, there's got to be some understanding here, man. It's my idea, okay? And there need to be understanding. Number one, right up front, let's get it out of the way. This is my idea. That's number one.
Now, cloning Jesus Christ,
sir. The DNA.
No, I'm certainly aware of the scientific strides that have been made in cloning DNA. I just want to be clear as to what it is that you were saying, using DNA from the Shroud of Turin, cloning Jesus Christ.
That is absolutely. Now, number one, right up front, let's get out of the way. It's my idea. And everybody wins, meaning nobody, that means nobody loses. I get some remuneration, and Christians get Jesus. That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. That's what Toby Rowe was saying to me, too. Everybody wins. Number two, I oversee the cloning, gestation, and caretaking of the baby Jesus clone till such time as we work some sort of a deal when my interest is maintained. Number three, people continue to see me as the originator and that I get certain prearranged appearance on late-night television on account of this. And number four, obviously, respect for the clone of the Jesus.
And what is your name, pal?
I'm Jeff Dowder, Phil. I'm calling from Temple City. And my band is called Dark Horse, and I know that you probably think I'm just a fried pothead, but tell me where I'm going. Tell me what's wrong with my idea.
I'm not saying that there's anything wrong with your idea. I'm saying that the concept of cloning Jesus may be scientifically impossible, even though we have cloned sheep, and they're thinking about cloning a mammoth. I don't know, you know what? If there is DNA in the Shroud of Turin from Jesus Christ... And let me, sir, are you there?
I'm right here.
You're saying you could engineer the second coming.
The Bible not say how Jesus come back. The Bible just say he do. And this could be it. This could be it. And I would say that I'd be very happy in making it happen.
Wild. Weird. Hey, look, I'm not going to make the comment that this guy was smoking weed when he came up with the idea, but the guy was smoking weed when he came up with the idea. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show. Show 1-800-449-8686. Jeff, you have come up with the idea of you can clone Jesus Christ from the Shroud of Turin.
I believe that you can. I believe that the technology is there. I believe the genetic science technology is there. And you know, you have people running around saying, "Oh, the Shroud of Turin, man, it's Jesus. The Shroud of Turin, that's the Jesus Shroud." Well, proof's in the pudding. The proof's in the pudding, man, and if you want to find out for sure, let's clone that DNA and let's find out what's going on. Because, and again, I want to make it clear, because this idea is completely foolproof. I mean, if that's Jesus' shroud, then that's Jesus you're going to clone. If you clone Jesus, that's the second coming of Jesus. And I want to make it clear that I've got certain proprietary business interests on the whole thing. That's all I'm talking about.
This is your idea.
I want that spelled out clearly. Because I can't oversee the cloning process as well as oversee the gestation process.
All right. Let's take some phone calls from people. And I don't know whether or not cloning anything off of the Shroud of Turin is going to get you Jesus, but let's talk to Charlotte on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hey, Charlotte. This is Charlotte.
Is that your name, Charlotte?
Yeah, well, no, it's not. But old Jeff's better put something else in his pipe.
You don't know nothing about science.
First of all, I mean, cloning Jesus, you're just like where you started this was about the woman last night having her son dress up just so that she could get the notoriety from her son doing something crazy so that she could promote him in his acting career. Jason J. And here you are doing the same thing. You know, is it about the second coming?
Okay, so in other words, you don't really know, right? Is that
is
right,
it
sir?
About him bringing the second coming?
I'm talking about being able to clone Jesus.
Well, let's talk about the science here. If the DNA can clone Jesus.
That's what I'm talking about. You can get DNA off the Shroud of Turin, man. You don't know nothing about it. I suggest you read up on it.
Well, nobody said that I didn't read up on it or
don't know
anything.
You know that that's the Shroud of Jesus, that you can get DNA out of it and you can clone him off.
Did you think about it when you were not?
The Bible don't say nothing about Jesus, not, you know, about the second coming. It just say he's coming back, man. Who says you can't clone him off of the Shroud of Turin?
I guess if they say
right, man, you don't know.
DNA,
you don't
they
know.
Can bring anybody back? Is that true?
You don't know, do you, man? Yeah, they can bring anybody back. Yeah.
What's the moral issue in bringing Jesus Christ back through a clone?
What difference does it make?
Oh, okay. Just so you can get on the front page of the New York Times.
You don't want Jesus coming back? Is that it? What are you afraid of, man?
Well, I don't know that anybody's afraid of anything.
Well, what's the problem then? All I'm saying is it's my idea. Okay?
Oh, well,
just because you didn't think
of it. I'm sure you weren't the first to think about it.
Oh, really? I'm not the first to think about it? How come we ain't heard about it?
I guess there you go, man.
I think I got you on that one.
All right, thanks for your call. Here is Temecula on the Phil Henry Show. Temecula, hello.
Hi, Phil. Yeah, I think Jeff needs to read up on it. You cannot clone off DNA. Hello?
Yeah, we're right here.
Are you there?
Yeah, we're right here.
Yeah, you cannot clone from pure DNA.
Yes, you can.
No, you cannot.
Yes, you can.
Okay, you need to read up on it. And
well, why do you say that you can't?
Okay. They have found a woolly mammoth that they want to clone.
What about blood?
And
what about blood?
You can't clone off blood either. You need a sperm, a preserved
sperm. No, that's not true. 1-800, that guy doesn't know what he's talking about either. I think what you're getting here, a lot of people are scared of your idea.
No, that's exactly right, man. They're scared of
it. But it sounds very, very far-fetched that you can clone Jesus Christ. You may be able to clone a guy off of that shroud.
Who do you think you'll be cloning, man? You're going to be cloning Jesus Christ, the cellular, molecular structure of Jesus Christ, the same guy, the Son of Man. Who became the Son of God, and like you said, cloning is utilized through cells. Cells you can get from blood, you can get from a lot of different places. You don't need sperm. And I think what's going on here, as you pointed out, a lot of people are scared of the idea because I was the first one to think about it, and I was the first one to come up with an idea on it. And because of that, I'll have proprietary right on that.
Yeah, but you got some kooky idea that you, since this is your idea, you want to oversee the cloning process.
Number one, like I said, right up front, it's my idea. So I think I get dibs on a cloning process. But then people are going to need to understand that. Number two, that I am seen as the originator of that. And number three, that you don't kill the guy when he comes back or anything like that. Because you see a lot of people out there are probably going to want to take a shot at him. You know.
Well, that's nuts. Now you're way out there. Okay. I mean, for a minute there, you were making some sense.
No, I'm just saying. You know, I mean, I'm saying you don't. You got one time they killed him, you don't do it again. Is all I'm saying.
What is this stuff about? You want prearranged appearances on late night television
to promote the concept that we have cloned the Jesus, and we got the baby Jesus clone going on, and that we can go from there. I mean, it's a city-to-city tour or whatever you want to do. I don't know what.
Here's Rialto on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Yes, hello?
Yes.
Yes, I'd just like to say that this man, I don't remember his name that I've been listening to on the radio, is wrong. The Bible is very specific about how Jesus is coming back.
Yeah, well... whatever. Are you going to tell me if I clone Jesus off that DNA that you're not going to believe it's him?
Well, I'm going to tell you that it's impossible because, number one, God and
science,
his word are true, and he says that his word never changes.
Science
and besides that,
and if you don't believe, you believe the Shroud of Turin's Jesus?
Would you let me speak for a moment?
No, I just want to know, do you believe the Shroud of Turin's Jesus?
You know, I'm not sure. I believe in Jesus Christ. He is my Lord and Savior.
If
however,
he could be cloned
you
off
have
of
to
the
stand
DNA.
On the word of God if you want to know which way God's going.
Hey,
you can't
man,
just stick something
out
in the air
and
God's come up
get,
with an idea.
God's going to get cloned.
No, and I'll tell you something.
All right. Let me ask the lady. Let me ask the lady to hang on. And Mr. Doubter, Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry here, 1-800-449-8686. You know, Mr. Doubter, cloning Jesus Christ is an interesting concept. If you could get the DNA from the Shroud of Turin. But the idea that you would pass him off as Jesus Christ...
You know, really, Phil, what I'm hearing...
No, hear my point. The idea that you could pass off whatever clone being you got from the DNA from the Shroud of Turin as Jesus Christ is another thing entirely. And I got to get back to the lady who was hanging on in Rialto, and you can address your comments to her. Is the lady there?
Yes.
Go ahead, ma'am.
Okay.
I'm just saying that...
Hold on.
Let me speak, please?
Let the lady speak, okay?
All right, but everybody is putting me down because it's an original idea. That's the whole problem.
Sir, I'm not putting you down. I'm just telling you that you're wrong. You need to get the right information before you say, you know, that you can clone Jesus because God is the only one.
I've got 12 years of mechanical physics.
God,
I'm familiar with genetic engineering.
God made Jesus Christ. And
yeah,
he
made you too, didn't he?
Yes, he did.
Okay,
however,
but you came out of a womb. All right, out of a womb.
I know
that.
That
was no miracle or nothing.
But the point is, you need to know what the Bible says before you start talking about making Jesus, and you're going to be on late night TV getting the glory because God won't allow it. He's the only one that's going to get the glory
he
for
wants
Christ.
To get the message
and
out,
Christ
don't he?
Going to come back the way the
don't
Bible says.
Don't he want to get the message out? Don't he want to get his message out?
No.
He don't want to get his message out.
You know, you said you were a Christian. If you're really a Christian, you would understand that
I
he has
do.
His message out.
I
it's
do.
About Jesus Christ.
He's always getting
him
his message
Savior.
Out. And the fact that he's coming back and the fact that this is a chance... to get him back.
No, we don't. It's not a chance. He is coming back.
Yeah, exactly,
God
man. And guess
so.
Who's and guess who's bringing him back to you? Jeff Doubter is. And
no.
I'll tell you, I know that maybe that makes you jealous or whatever.
No, it doesn't.
Guess
it
who's
makes
bringing him
back? Sad that you think that. I feel sad about it.
I mean, well, you're the guy,
you
huh?
You look in the Bible.
I'm the man. I'm the man with the master plan. I came up with the idea. What's it say in the Bible? It says he's coming back on a cloud or something.
It says the first time he comes back, he's coming back for the rapture of the church.
Okay.
He's going to take up the believers, and they're going to be judged and given a reward as a believer.
Okay, fine. What's that got to do with him not being cloned?
Because the Bible says the second time, then everybody's going to be in heaven. The second time he comes back, he's coming back on a white horse.
I'm talking
about
the first time he comes back.
And he's going to judge everyone that has not received him.
I'm talking about the first time he comes back.
That's why I think you better get off that black horse.
Yeah, see, you can't answer that. You can't answer that. Second time, I'll give you the white horse.
No.
I'll give you the white horse. First time, clone.
Mm-mm.
Clone.
You just look in the book of Corinthians chapter 3, and you'll see the way he's coming.
Clone.
Well, how is he coming?
Excuse me?
How is he coming?
He's coming in the clouds, the Bible says, and he's going to call out the believers.
Very symbolic.
The first people that come will be the dead in Christ, and they will rise
symbolic.
Up out of the grave.
What about that cloud thing, Jeff? The fact that it says, okay, we got it, all right.
Alive.
What about the cloud thing?
Cloud thing's symbolic.
No, it isn't. He's going to be in the
totally
sky.
Symbolic.
He's coming in the sky.
Cool.
The Bible says
he might be landing.
1 Thessalonians chapter 4.
What I'm hearing here tonight is that I've come up with a revolutionary, original idea on how to bring the baby Jesus clone back, as a lot of people that don't like the idea, because it's my idea.
No, it's
me
just that you're
Toby
wrong.
Bow.
Okay, ma'am. Thank you for your scholarly biblical stuff, because we sort of needed that. Although I guess you don't buy it.
The Bible's very, very symbolic about coming down on a cloud. No dude's going to come down on a cloud. That symbolizes about him coming down off of the heaven. But let me tell you something, man. Jesus is coming back in a Petri dish, and you can bank on that, man, if I've got my say in it. And Toby Bowe already been in contact with a couple people you know over at Bosco Thompson. And
all right, forget about the talent agency, all right? We're talking about the first step, which is cloning Jesus. Then he can call Bosco Thompson and get you on all the late-night shows. Miami on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Yes, I have 2 points to make. The first one is, does he think that he's going to own Jesus Christ? He's trying to market it?
No. All I'm saying is that from the inception, that is, cloning process, gestation, and the caretaking, that I feel that it's my right, you know, to oversee the caretaking, then we can talk turkey.
Okay, but you're also assuming that you're going to clone
talk
Jesus
turkey.
Christ. What proof do you have that it'll be Jesus Christ and not...
The Shroud of Turin? Hello? DNA of Jesus? Hello? You know, or what do you mean? You know the Shroud of Turin? You know the one I'm talking about.
Yes,
yeah,
but
okay,
I think
read
it's far-fetched. I mean, then you could go back and bring back all sorts of people that have died off.
Well, whatever,
I mean,
man.
Could...
I'm not talking about bringing back Hitler or nothing. I'm talking about bringing back the baby Jesus clone, and all I'm saying is give me my cut.
Well,
I think your cut.
Crazy. I think that you got to this idea because you were smoking some pot.
I'm not denying it. You're going to have to get a lot of people to smoke pot. Hey, wait, so they can buy
into it.
I'm not denying it. I started off my comments by saying that, you know, I'd cut a bowl. Toby Bowe and I cut a bowl. Ma'am, you have to agree the guy what brought back our Lord and Savior should get something good. Would you say that?
Well, I think you're going to have to pass out bowls to everybody that you want them to, you know,
why?
If you want them
you
to buy
believe,
into this idea.
Ain't you believing in cloning? They've been doing it. Ain't you believe in cloning? Yes or no, ain't you believe in cloning?
I do believe in cloning.
Okay,
but
number two.
Cloning Jesus, I think you're going
two.
A bit overboard.
I think it's an idea
for people that are definitely smoking pot.
Wait a second, man.
To be fair, he might have been stoned, but is there anything in the idea of being able to clone a man off of the DNA from the Shroud of Turin? Maybe. Is it Jesus? That's a whole different...
We talk about Jesus.
That's exactly what I think.
No, wait a minute, man. So when it happens, you're going to be singled out as a non-believer, is that what you're telling me? Ha, ha, ha.
Okay.
Hey, man, let me tell you something. Okay, fine.
Okay,
you know
what? Bye.
All right, thank you for your call, ma'am.
Let me tell you something, Phil. A lot of people tonight, so that when we do clone Jesus and we bring him out, maybe do a couple nights on Rosie or whatever I'm going to do.
Get out of here with a couple of nights on Rosie, okay? If you've got Jesus Christ, the real guy, you're not going to be trotting him out on TV shows.
But the point I'm making is, all the people that laughed and all the people that scoffed and everybody that said, you're a pothead, there's the ones that's going to suffer in hell. Man, I don't want to be them, that's for sure.
That they're going to go to hell if it's the real Jesus.
Yeah, and I'm listening to you, Mr. Talk Show host.
Look, I made my point. I said it could be a man. Is it Jesus? Gastonia on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
It's Jesus.
Hello, Gastonia.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Hi.
Okay, I was just going to say, you can clone
What's
Jesus,
up, bro?
But you cannot clone Jesus' soul.
Hey, man, if it's Jesus, what you think?
If it's Jesus' body, but it's not Jesus' soul, therefore it is not Jesus.
How do you know?
I know it's not Jesus, because it would have to be his soul. And there is only one soul for every person on this earth.
Let me ask you something, man. I clone off Jesus, okay? And I bring him over to, like, this civic arts area, what you live at, okay? You going to walk up to him and say, yeah, man, you ain't Jesus?
Yeah, I will.
Yeah, right, man.
I walk straight up to him and say it to his face, because he may be Jesus' body, but he is not Jesus.
What if he makes a pot of fish appear, or some kind of thing, what he done in the Bible? What's he make a pot of fish appear?
Well, that's some magic or something,
man.
If you bring him there, because I know he won't be real Jesus, because he'll be some Jesus from a scientist laboratory and wherever the crap you're from.
Well, wait a second, man. If I DNA this cat, if I clone off his DNA, and I come down to the town, what you live in, down to the sports arena, okay? And you come down and say you're interested and maybe see, well, what's up with this? You know, what's up with this, right? And the dude makes a pot of fish appear. What you going to do then, man? Are you going to come to me and say, hey, man, I'm sorry? No,
no,
you're not.
I'm still going to say it's not Jesus.
Even if he makes a pot of fish appear, even if he makes like a bottle of wine appear.
Yeah, I'll still say it's not Jesus. Because you've seen that in magic shows on TV. I've seen it a million times.
We'll have to do stuff to prove he's Jesus, like walk on water and fish stuff. And
well, how are you going to do that?
Because if he's Jesus, he'll be able to do that. And I'm going to be no.
But he will not be Jesus. He will be a body. He
do
will
you
be
guarantee?
Christ.
Do you
he
guarantee?
Not chill without a soul, just
no,
thinking completely
not.
On a brain and a heart. That's the same thing that when they cloned a goat, I think like maybe
right.
a year ago,
they cloned
the
a
goat
sheep,
couldn't
yeah.
live because all he had was a heart and a brain and his organs. He lived, but he was so stupid it was not funny because he had no soul.
What are you talking about, man? Sheep don't have no soul. I'm talking
everything
about,
has a soul.
We'll have
everything.
Him escape. No, man, when we go out on tour, okay, we're going to have him escape from stuff.
Okay, for one thing, you're not going to go out on tour because you're a little crazy psychopath.
Hey, man, wait a second. It was my idea, okay? I come up with the idea on the
I don't
Jesus
care if it's your
else,
idea.
Man. Well, you're going to steal
it's
it?
It's wrong.
What's wrong about it, man? What's wrong about it? If you
I
was going to
say
clone,
there's anything wrong about cloning a body,
if you,
it's wrong about trying to clone a body and pass him off as Jesus, because then Jesus is going to strike you down, and then I'm going to stand
man.
Over you, and I'm going to laugh.
Dude, you ain't going to stand with me and say at least the dude gave it a shot. You're not.
I ain't going to stand with you. I'm going to stand over you and say, ha ha, it wasn't Jesus.
Hey, wait a second, dude. You ain't going to at least stand with me and say at least the dude gave it a shot.
No,
you're not going to say at least I gave it a shot.
Yeah, but see, it's not our place to bring back Jesus. Jesus comes back when he is ready to come back.
You know something, man? You're very resistant to the power of the Jesus. And you got to not be the resistant to the power of the...
What do you mean you're going to, when you take him... I want to ask a question here, Jeff. You take Jesus out, you clone this Jesus, you take him out on tour, and this young man's making a very good point. It's the body, it's not the soul. He can't walk on water.
No, we're going to have him do all that. We're going to have him do all that, so this dude...
What are you going to do, put stepping stones in the water?
No, man. No, if it's Jesus, we're going to have him do that. We'll have him walk on water and escape from stuff and stuff like that.
Okay, I've seen it on TV.
And you're stupid?
I've seen it on TV. I have seen normal people do that. What's to say they could be Jesus if that's the real theory?
That's a magician person like David, you know, that
okay.
dude David
you
Twist.
You could cut some guy up, cut his hair, make him look like Jesus, because somebody really knows the true form of Jesus.
Right, man.
And you
I'm
can
not...
say, hey, this is Jesus, and never clone the dang
well,
thing.
Dude, don't you think I could do that, man? I could get Toby Bo, my friend, looks just like Jesus if he grows his hair long enough. Okay, I could do that. I'm not doing that, man. I'm going to take the real Jesus clone, the baby Jesus clone, go out on the road, man, have him escape from stuff and everything.
What do you mean have him escape?
The clone is a fake.
No,
the clone
not
is a fake.
He
is not the real thing.
Not if he escapes from stuff. Not
anybody
if
you mean, can escape from stuff. You can put me in a straitjacket and I can escape from it because I've been doing magic stuff for 3-4 years.
I ain't talking about magic, man. I'm talking about the real deal. Have
okay.
him walk
all
on
the stuff
have
you're
him
talking
walk
about, walking on water, making stuff appear. I can do that.
What if you brought a dead guy back? Yeah,
okay.
man.
You could have a fake guy laying
no,
on the ground.
No, man, no, I'm talking about a dude. I'll let you. No, man, I'm talking about a dude. I'll go out here to Barnesworth Cemetery, okay? I can dig up a stiff, bring the dude into the Civic Auditorium, and have the Jesus bring the dude back. Then you'll believe,
it could
right?
still be faked.
Now, how's it going to be fake, man? I'm gonna...
You never know. You could cover the guy
yeah,
up.
Man.
There could be a trapdoor in the stage.
Hey, dude.
Another guy could come up and hide under the cover.
Dude,
you never know.
Dude. Hey, dude, there's a dude in the Bible that's reminds
I would
me
have
a lot
to
of
see
you, man. His
with
name's
my
Thomas.
Own eyes
His
to
name,
believe it.
Doubting
all.
Thomas.
And what you're saying,
doubting
it's just
Thomas.
Not going to happen. I'm never going to see that.
Doubting Thomas, man. Remember what happened to him? Jesus had to, like, stick his hand up his butt or whatever. I forget what he did.
He had Thomas put his hands in the wound.
Yeah, that's what he done. That's what's going down with you, man. You're going to be going down to the nether reaches, dude.
Okay, I have a question
okay.
for you.
Yeah,
you
go ahead.
Asking all these questions, people. It's my turn.
Right.
Do you go to church?
Yeah, man, I'm Christian.
How Christian are you?
I'm a progressive Christian.
Do you go to church every Sunday?
I go on a regular basis.
No, every Sunday.
Will not
you commit
not,
your life to God?
No,
do
not
you
every
pray?
Sunday. The last week we got last week, and I could not go because we had a power outage down where I live. But man,
I've had power outage up here, and I still went to church. And the only time I have never gone to church
I go to major
is when my mom was in the hospital having her stomach cut open because
right.
she had no blood in her and she was about to die.
If I get
but
that
yeah,
baby
I still
Jesus
sat there
going,
and I prayed to God in that hospital room or to
and
Jesus.
If I would have brought the baby Jesus down, man, he could have done something for the mom.
Okay. Okay.
I don't go to church. I go on all the major holidays. I go on Christmas. I go Easter, like Labor Day, and whatever.
So?
Labor Day.
Yeah. What's wrong with that?
Okay.
Labor Day's not on a Sunday.
Whatever, man. I mean, I go on the...
Okay, look. I appreciate the gentleman's call this evening. I got to move on. And we're having a whole discussion here about Jeff Dowder, who thinks he can take the Shroud of Turin, take the DNA from it, and clone Jesus, and then go out on tour with him. And he has readily admitted on my program he came up with this idea while he was cutting a bowl with his friend Toby Bowe. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show. At 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show, cloning Jesus. How'd this guy, and you were listening last night, sir. You were listening last night.
You know, a lot of people laughing about the concept, Mr. Henry, but when it happened, I think there'll not be people will laugh no more.
What?
I said a lot of people...
Yeah, I heard you, but you know what? Your English is fractured. I don't understand that. Last night, you listened to the lady talking about her son in the Jesus costume. Tonight, you want to clone Jesus.
On account of the Shroud of Turin, have the DNA, what you can do it with.
All right, to Riverside go? Let's go to Newton, Kansas on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hi.
Hi, ma'am.
My comment was, if he can, if somebody will let him have the DNA to clone Jesus, he's acting as though he's going to own this human being.
No,
and you can't own human beings.
No, no. Who's going to be the caretaker? Who's going to be the caretaker? They can't have, because it's going to grow up. The baby Jesus clone going to grow up.
I understand that, but you're also wanting him to go on television, and you're acting as though he's a freak show. Why don't you put him in the circus?
No, I'm talking about, well, first of all, that would be cruel, okay? I'm not talking about
that. You're acting as though you are acting, you have all the rights to him, and you want, you know, all the glory for it.
Well, then how are they going to split it up? I mean, it was my idea, you know. I got a very dear friend of mine runs mail over at the Bosco Thompson Agency. And I know we get 6 bookings right off the bat.
Well,
okay,
what I'm
six
saying is
bookings.
You need to treat him with more respect, with more dignity.
Yeah, but how you get the message out is the most important thing. And I'll tell you, Phil, I was sitting here thinking during your commercial break about why so many people are resisting this idea. And I think I know why. Okay?
Okay, what?
Great.
Because what happens, man, if the day comes and I clone the baby Jesus, and it's born, and he's black. Yeah. Yeah. You know it's going to come down, man. It's coming down hot and heavy then, man. Fast and furious. If you clone Jesus, and he's like, he looks like, you know, that dude Seal, what sings that song, Kissed from a Rose? What if he looks like that dude?
Well...
Yeah,
you know, I don't really care what he looks like or whatever you're cloning looks like.
Looks
all
like
I'm saying is that
warrior,
you need to
man.
Treat him with you need
the
to
idea of owning a human being.
It's a freak show.
I'm not saying I own him, but how do you
did say that you would own him. You own the rights to what you would do.
All I'm saying is that I want everybody to know it's my idea.
Well, I mean, you've said several times. We've heard that so many times.
Well,
but all I'm saying is that he's a human being, and you can't own. You won't have the right to a human being.
Well, who gets the rights?
Nobody does. It's a human being.
Well, if he comes into your house and he needs a place to stay, would you give him a place to stay?
I would give any human being that I knew a place to stay, but I wouldn't.
And if they wanted to do a movie about his life and they wanted to use your house, would you make sure they pay for the use of your house?
No, I mean,
survey says yes. That's what you'd be doing. This dude comes back black, all bets are off.
Are you going to smoke a bowl of pot with Jesus, too?
I came right up front. I said that I'm a Christian, but I also believe in the use of the owl, and I'm not saying nothing about that, okay? I come right up front and told you about that, okay? And
you and Toby Rowe were blasting up a bowl, and you came up with the idea of cloning Jesus.
How old are you going to let Jesus be before he can smoke with you?
18.
Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you.
Are you serious, man? You'd let Jesus smoke dope?
If he's feces feel like it, how are you going to tell Jesus you can't have a spliff? How are you going to tell Jesus no spark in the owl, man? He's Jesus, man. He'd do whatever he want to do. I tell Jesus he not be able to spark no owl, he turned me into a fish or something like that. How do you say no to the main dude? There's no chance on this world's, on the earth that I live on. I don't know about anybody else's planet. It's all natural, man. It's all good. There's no problem with it. And Jesus, a lot of people think, already sparked it up. So, you know, and that's
well, I've read that stuff. I don't know. Here's Kings Mountain on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Yes, I have two points.
Jesus, just don't say no, man.
Yes, I have 2 points to make. First of all, I ask that you do not cut me off like you have cut off everyone else and has even tried to say something.
You talking to me?
Yes, I'm talking to you. First of all, I have the question, how in the world do you plan on getting this blood from the shroud if you're just a low-life pot smoker? How in the world do you plan on getting the technology and getting the funds to do this?
Answer?
The sheep was a very...
I contact the Vatican with using my contacts of the Vatican.
The Vatican. The Vatican is $128 million in debt for lighting and water because they have not paid the bill. Saw on CNN yesterday.
Whatever.
Okay, second question.
They can make some money back on the Jesus deal.
Yeah, okay. How in the world do you plan on getting the blood of the shroud?
You extract the blood DNA, man, in the laboratory.
Okay, my second point is the whole thing is illegal. There is no way you can make this legal. And when
that's true. There is no legality to cloning human beings yet.
Guess what, man? When I tell them it's the main man, I think they might find a loophole.
Who?
Yeah, right.
You are
going to tell me I can't clone Jesus? Give me a break.
Who are you? You
Dude,
are just...
I'm a guy with an idea that nobody likes my
I think all you want
idea.
Is attention. You are just attention. You are
no,
getting
man.
It. You love it.
I'm talking about
want.
Him coming
you're
back.
You're
black, too,
you're
man.
You're attention scrub. You don't like the freak
people
that make
people
a
out, man.
Phil Hendry Show.